Hi there. The word for today is on dealing with depression. This is the last in a 5-day series on this topic. And so many people suffer with depression. That's why we're dealing with it. In 1 Kings 19, verse 10, Elijah tells God, I only am left, and they're trying to take my life. Here's another mistake that triggered Elijah's depression. He exaggerated the negative. It's that old everybody's against me mentality. The fact is, almost nobody was against Elijah. He was very popular. Only one person opposed him, and her threat wasn't real. Queen Jezebel didn't dare kill Elijah. Think about it. If she'd really intended to kill him, she wouldn't have sent a messenger to warn him. She'd have sent a hitman to take him out. Jezebel feared Elijah's influence. If he had ended up a martyr, that would have increased his influence and likely caused a revolution. Having just witnessed what God did through Elijah to the prophets of Baal, Jezebel was probably afraid of what God would do to her if she touched him. So, her words were empty threats. But instead of stopping to realistically evaluate the situation and what he was hearing, Elijah ran away. When we're depressed, we tend to exaggerate the negative. In reality, Elijah wasn't the only person still faithful to God. He felt like that. He thought that, but he wasn't. God told him there are still 7,000 in Israel who have not bowed the knee to Baal. But Elijah exaggerated the problem and ended up sinking deeper into despair and depression. So, if you feel depressed today, listen to me. Put your trust in God. Get your focus back on God and off yourself. Rise up and say, "This too shall pass. What does not destroy me will only make me stronger." And here's a great promise for you to stand on. Proverbs 31, verse 19, "Your goodness is so great. You have stored up great blessings for those who honor you. You have done so much for those who come to you for protection, blessing them before a watching world." And that's the word for you today.